Morning Watch, the factor of living an overcoming life and the recovered church to consummate the divine economy and become the new Jerusalem. Week 8, Lord's Day, related verses. Revelations 2, verses 7, 11, and 26 through 28. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall by no means be hurt of the second death. Verses 26 through 28. And he who overcomes, and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery are broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father, and to him I will give the morning star. Revelations 3, verses 5 and 21. He who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments, and I shall by no means erase his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 21. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. Revelations 12, verse 11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. 1 John 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 5, verses 4 through 5. For everything that has been begotten of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory which has overcome the world, our faith. And who is he who overcomes the world except he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?